I remember my dad sitting down with me and saying, "Ricky, this will be one of the most important games you'll ever play because this game is a story, and it's a story about your life." And the game was called Snakes and Ladders. He was right. It was right there in front of me all the time. I didn't see it. I played it a lot and liked it, but it's only now that I understand how it works. You start the game in anticipation, giddy, can't wait for your turn. The dice are rolled, which you soon learn you have absolutely no control over. By the time you reach 6, you're bolstered with bravado and leap forward to 17. Now you're one of the big guys, but if you didn't get to make that jump, you might be one of those poor souls who at 14 became clumsy and goofy and get sent back down to 3. Then comes the times of minor vacillations, sliding from 19 down to 15, grooving up from 24 to 26. Some of us hit the big ladder at 30, rocketing us with unbelievable speed to the successes and stature of 52. Yet others, after struggling to get to 39, take a harder fall down to your late 20s. Looks like the calmest and most predictable years are in the 40s and 50s and 60s, with a chance of jumping up or down a mere 13 points. The 70s and 80s on the board appear almost boring, the chances of a small gain, a little bigger loss, but it's that 88 we watch out for. We've had our eye on that big snake since the beginning of the game. That's the one that if you hit it, it drops you down quick and fast to less than half of where and possibly what you once were. Few players recover from that one. Once that sucker hits you, the other players are most assuredly going to reach the end quicker. Here's what I've learned from the game. It's not the end, it's the journey. The successes and losses are all part of this game. You can't enjoy the ride up if you haven't experienced the ride down. If you've played the game correctly and fairly, and you've won, it doesn't matter if you've grabbed the ladder at 30 or tumbled down from 88. Just let the others finish in front of you or behind you, because you see, some folks have the boom or bust at different times in their life. And really, in the whole scheme of things, by and large, we have little control over the dice. Can you imagine trying to market a game that didn't have the snakes and ladders? Wouldn't that be boring as hell? It doesn't matter. It's your game. Just keep rolling them bones and get to the finish your way, in your own time. Don't stop till it's over. Roll with it, baby.